Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we're going to talk a little bit about a bunch of sugyos because we got to get through to the end of Tzadi Beis today. So just say a few points on a number of sugyos. So first, just say a few words. We have a sugya of Hefker Be'ez in Hefker. Shas sugya. The Gemara says that, you know, Be'ez could be Okut Darab in a Torah, but only by Sheval Tasa. So the Shaila is, what about by Mamanis? How is it that you can have a Kinyan Midrabanan? And the Gemara is talking about Kedushe Katana, Katana Yisoma. So it's only married to Rabbanan. Therefore, Minat Torah, the Yerusha should go to her Krovim. Instead, it goes to the husband. Because Chachamim, Midrabanan, were besaking that the Yerusha should go to the husband. The Gemara says this is the kumbase. This is actively going against the Torah because this is an act of gezel. You're being over on those sigzel, and this is a serious thing. How can the Rabbanan do that? So the Gemara says a yisod. That's really important. Many places in Shas we have kinyanim drabanan. Anytime Rabbanan do something, mishum takanan drabanan and mamanis, it has the power of a din deraisa. It works with a Torah because hefker beds in hefker. Bezin has the power to, on a deraisa level, change ownership. So that's the yisod. And there's two makoros that the Gemara gives for this. One is Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says the makor is from a pasuk in Ezra. The pasuk says, "B'kol shalo yavu l'shloshes hayamim yachrim es rechusho." Anyone who doesn't come to us to this meeting they were having, it was discussing people divorcing their geisha wives. Ezra says, "Everyone better show up, or we're going to make your property hefker." Oh, you see, Bezin has a power of hefker. Bezin hefker works for Natsira. Rav Elazar. So he has a different makkah. He quotes a makkah from Yeshua. The pasuk says in Yeshua, it says, "Elu hanachlos asher nachlu alazar akohen v'Yeshua ben Nun, v'rashi avos mamatos b'nei Yisrael." That the Rashi avos, they were manchal eretz Yisrael to klal Yisrael, and it uses the word avos, Rashi avos lamatos. What's the word avos? Just say Rashi matos. Who says they're your father? Oh, it says it's like a father. That just like a person's father gives out Yerusha, so too Beis Din has the power to give out property. Through Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. So there's Yamshel Shlomo here. Yoni Yavamas, he says, a big Yisot. He says, he thinks this is really a machlokas. Let's see Rav Yitzchak, the makker is coming from Ezra. He says, Beis Din will be mafker your property. He says, Beis Din's power is to be mafker property. But, the actual Shlomo says, we don't see is that they have the power to be makne. They don't have the power to give it to someone else. You know, they can say it doesn't belong to Reuven, but they can't actually say it belongs to Shimon. Now, the Gemara does say they make Yerusha work with Rabbanan. But the Chod of Pshat is that Lefi Rav Yitzchak, it's not that they're saying that they're really saying it belongs to the husband. It belongs to Shimon. They say we're being mafgur the rights of everyone else in the world. The Mela, as soon as Shimon the Makabel comes and does a kinyan, he'll get it. But not that Chachamim actually make it belong to the Makabel. They're just mafkia and mafkir everyone else's rishas.
So according to that, hefker is a continuing, when business is hefker, business is hefker, it's a continuing thing.
It continues, right.
It's not just a single, like, oh, it's hefker, and then anyone can claim it.
Right. The chur means it's hefker, and they're saying it's hefker, and this person, he's the only one who has the right to be kohen. Yeah.
Why can't the original guy be Conan? Based on Mount Kirin,
he keeps Conan
every time.
Because what Zev's saying is that the hefker stays. Until the guy they want to get it takes it, it means that everyone is has the right.
It's a continuing thing.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll just tell you, in Bava Metzia, if you look at Bava Metzia, you might remember Rashi has a lashon by Kinyan Dala Amos. He says that anything in the person's Dala Amos, no one else is allowed to be konet besides for the person who it's in his Dala Amos. No one else is allowed to take it. It's not mamish, it's his, but it's... he's the only one with the right to get it. That was the takana. It's a chiddush, right? It's a chiddush to say this.
So that was the same way that anything Yerush just like made to be yours by the Rebbe?
Anything, meaning that we're saying all Besik could do is be master. That's all they have the power to do. And you are acquiring it from Hefker. But they didn't mamish give it to Shimon. They were mafker from Reuven, and Shimon takes from Hefker. It's a little bit schwer. Okay, but that's what Yamshel Shlomo says. Rav Lazarus says not that way. It seems to be clear not that way, because he says it's like nachla, it's like a father. Just like a father is manchel his kids, so too Bezdin is manchel Yisrael. Right? So it sounds like it's a real kinyan, giving over. El Meisen Rishonim, this is machlokis. Just two very clear Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Bava Basra and Hay. So he's commenting there on the Din of Dina de Malchusadina. And he says, Dina de Malchusadina is the power of a Malchus, that a Melech has Koach. We find the Torah gave Koach to a Melech. He says, but a Melech only has power to be Mafker things. And he says, just like it says, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Just like Bezdin, you only have power to make something Hefker. But you can't make something belong to someone if it doesn't belong to them. So too by Dikta Malchusadina. So he has this as you saw, that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, authority has power to be Mafker. But to give a kinyan, they can't give a kinyan to someone else. A cholik, there's many cholik, I'll just say one cholik is the Ran, a Ran in Gittin, the beginning of Hazorik, Ayin Ches. The Ran talks about a din. The Mishnah says that if you throw a get into the Dalet Amos of a woman, so she's Megureshes. The husband throws the get into her Dalet Amos. Meaning the woman is on public land, and he throws her the get. It does not get to her, doesn't get to her hand. Gets to her Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos Konos, and the woman is Megureshes. Says the Ran, how does such a thing work? How could such a thing possibly work? Right? You could say Machia the Kiddushin, of course. But he says, how does it work? He says it works because the Rabbanon were makna her Dalet Amos, that it should be like her Chatzar. That at least for those moments when she's getting her get, the Rabbanon said, your Dalet Amos is your Chatzar. She owns her Dalet Amos. Now she owns it, she has a kin Chatzar, and therefore she's Megureshes. So what does the Ran say? That even though she's not doing a Maisa Chazaka, a kinyan on the land, but just standing there, the Bezdin made it that the land around her belongs to her. So what does that show? That shows the Ran holds that Bezdin through Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker are also Makne. They're not just Mafkir, but they actually can make a piece of property belong to a person who never did a kinyan. There's something interesting about that. To me, it's interesting because ownership, by definition, means it's mine for a reason. If you take it from me, you're stealing from me because I have rights to it. Why do I have rights to it? Because I bought it. Because I picked it up from Hefker. I did something. How does Bezdin make me have rights? How do they make it mine? So the chiddush, just the pshat is what the Yamshel Shlomo says, it's from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that just like the Av gives over to his kids, so too Bezdin gives Manchel Yisrael. The chiddush, what it's saying, is that Bezdin, on some level, has bailus on everything. Now, the way I heard this once, I heard this from Shlomo Fisher. So it's like a bailus on a bailus. They don't actually own everything, right? Bezdin can't just go to a store and take things, but they have, as Bezdin, they act as bailus. You know, there's an interesting halacha that's a little bit strange. We would have thought Bezin, all Bezin are, is that they learn Choshen Mishpat, and they tell us this is the din. Right? But there's an interesting din, Sanhedrin Lam Gimel, the Gemara tells us that Bezin makes a mistake. They make a paskin din, and then they realize they shouldn't have paskin that way. So if they mamish realize they're wrong, so the din goes back. We reverse the din. It says, but if it was a mistake in Shikl Hadas, I mean, they know there's two sides, you know, there's whatever it is, two sides, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, and there's no sepsach, but, and they don't mamish show themselves who's right, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, but they pass it like Rabbi Shimon, and really, the more accepted psak, they should have passed like Rabbi Huda. So the psak stands, because they're a bet, and they gave a psak. There's a psak, it's a justifiable psak. Happens to be, now they realize, I really want to paskin that way, but it's not that they, you know, often you paskin, you don't know for sure, swear, in the Bezin Shel Mala they're agreeing with me. You don't have to know that. Hopefully, right? That's what we hope. You don't have to know that, but you have to know that, according to your Shikl Das, right now that seems to be the truth. Then if you realize your Shikl Das would have been a little different. I still don't know. It could be my psak was right, but I wouldn't have said it if you asked me right now. So then, the din's kayim, because of Bezin Paskin. That's their power. Are they right, Klapi Shemayim? They don't have to go to bed being afraid of that. Lamaisa, Bezin has power because they're Mamuna over Klal Yisrael, they're the Shoftim. They have that sort of power, and therefore, as part of that, is that they could say that Ploni, it belongs to Shimon. Why, how does Shimon get the power from Bezin? Because Bezin's the boss. Bezin has a thing of boss on money. Yeah.
Isn't that even against the woman's will, let's say, by the death? Like, Bezin's like, you're a Kohen in this. She's like, I don't want to be Kohen in this. Like, the Malach of Yisrael is like, they wanted the land. Like, your parents gave you the
inheritance.
I don't want to get this. They're like, no, it's yours now.
Wow. I didn't even think about that, but mashmos of Gittin is that it works no matter what. So l'chayra, that's a pella. That's a pella. I agree with that. That's a pella. I want to think about that more.
Specifically,
like a Dubai Gittin? That was just one of the rayos. The Ran, you see the Ran held in Gittin, that you could mouth be machne achatzer. So you're right, it's a palace, even Bal Karchav, that she gets rights. How does she get rights? Because the boss of all rights is saying she has a right. She has a right, okay. She doesn't want to act on it, okay, but Lamaisa, it gets hers. Okay. Fine. It gets always a little bit of funny parasha because it works about karma. Okay. Oh, so just one more nakuta here, Indian, that's connected, is the Gemara has another sugya here. It's a sugya of makin va'onshin shalo al pitin taira. And it's connected, could be connected to the sugya of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, but it's an interesting diyun. It seems that Bezin could be Ogre Dover Ben Atayra. How could they do that? How could they be Ogre Dover Ben Atayra? It says they're allowed to punish people even if it's not in Taira. Right, the Maisa, someone was riding a horse in the time of the Yevanim, and Bezin killed a guy. Skila, as if he was Michal Shabbos, it was really just a Shvuster Rabbanon, how they do it. Bezin has such a power. So what's Pshat on that power? So there's really two ways you could say it. Let's just say the Pasha way first. The Pasha way is really what the Gemara sounds like. Is that the emesis, the Gemara says, that always Bezin has the power to be Okur Davar Min HaTaira, even Bekum Vaseh, if it's L'migdor Milsa. And the Gemara talks about El Yohu on Har HaKarmel. Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, they brought korbanos, even though this was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Asur Min HaTorah to bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, but they brought korbanos. Why did they bring korbanos? Because L'Migdor Milsa, the time needed it. And Aveira L'Shma. It's something, you do something wrong, but the benefit outweighs the hafsids, and it was worth it to be over this Isser in order to be Makad Hashem Shemayim, to save Klal Yisrael from the Avodah Zarah, so it was okay. Therefore, you could say, Pashas, is that to say that no, Enochinami, they shouldn't have killed that guy riding the horse, but it's Ritzicha. Okay, Enochinami is Ritzicha. But we'll do Ritzicha sometimes if it's so important. It was so important to get the message across. Okay? So that's one of Mahalach. Now, if that's the Pshat, who would you expect could do this? Who could wake up one morning and kill somebody? L'shem Shemayim. L'kad L'shem Shemayim, right? So, the Gemara says it by Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. And it says, because the Pasuk says that Elav Tishmo, the Pasuk says in the Torah, you have to listen to the Navi. Anything he says you should believe, even if he tells you that Ratzon Hashem is right now to bring a karba. B'chotz. And the Gemara says we learn from that to Beis Din, because Beis Din also you should listen to. It's a mitzvah to listen to Beis Din. And therefore, if Beis Din tells you something negative the Torah, but they're saying it, and they have L'shem Shemayim, right? It sounds scary to say this, but L'shem Shemayim, that L'migdor Milsa is important, Mevatel our Das to Beis Din, if that would happen. But if someone else says it, how do I know they're right? Right? I'm not bringing carbon b'chutz because some fellow tells me it's the right thing to do. I want to have a Sanhedrin or a Navi who's mochzuk as a Navi, right? We don't, it's not so pashut. So the Ran actually says, this is in Sanhedrin Mem Vav. He says, Avada, to do something against the Torah, you need a Sanhedrin, you need a smicha. It has to be Rabbanim with smicha. And Ish v'pi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have it today. Which is interesting, Justin, we don't have so much time, but Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it that way. Choshen Mishpat Simon Aleph says, Bezman Hazeh, Beis Din has the right, if they feel it's necessary, to use force to beat people up. To punish people in all sorts of ways. Yeah, you find Jews of the Shinim, they beat people, like all sorts of things. And some Shinim are even the favorite even to kill someone if they have to. So how is it? It's a Pella, how is this true? So this is a Rashba. This is in Gimel, Shin Sadi Gimel. The Rashba says, even today, a Beis Din, or even if he says it's the Tuvei Ha'ir that were appointed by Beis Din, as they are the authority in the city, they're the bosses here, they could beat up somebody even if it's not Al-Pi Taira. And there's Maisim in the Gemara like that. Lots of Maisim, right? We have a Maisa in Yevamis, right? It talks about Rabbi Yehuda, someone had Bia with his mother-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda says, beat the Gaia. He gave him Malchus. How's he able to give Malchus? So he did it. He didn't have smicha, right? It was after the time, the end of, right? Rabbi Huda Pashas Rav had smicha. We don't find Rabbi Huda had smicha. He gave Malchus and many meisim like that. But the Bimei Rishayim, there's lots of tshuvas. Bimei Rishayim, it was. Sometimes sounds like the Wild West, the things that they would do to punish people. Because the Rashba says it's not to be a churban to the world. Of course you have to do din. If we stand with Dan Al-P, Choshen Mishpat, we'd be finished. It's Pella, it's just a Pella. How is that? So just say one thought, is to say that maybe not like, they're not going like the Ran, and the Pshat is different. But this is more Doma to Hefker Bez than Hefker. Right, it's interesting that Beis Din was given certain kochos. Right, they don't have any special koch to be matur, being makriv, a karban b'chutz. But legabe onshin, they have such a koch. It's interesting. Moed katan adaf tazayin. The Gemara brings down psukim to say, how do we know Beis Din could beat people up? And it quotes the pasuk from Ezra. The pasuk in Ezra says, if anyone doesn't listen to us, we're going to make the property hefker. But it says more, it quotes psukim there, that say more than that. If you don't divorce your wives, we're going to beat you up, we're going to rip at your hair, we're going to do all these sorts of things to you. And it seems the pshat is that just like there's a power of hefker, Beis Din hefker, there's also a power to, you know, this is part of being a shofate, is that it's not just din Torah. I saw it in Megillas Tainus, the first sefer ever written, you know, is Megillas Tainus. Right? Before the earliest sefer written. So in Megillus Tainus, this is actually it's in the longer edition, this is something called Tosefta Megillus Tainus. So it brings this din about Bezin Makav Unshin Shah Lo Minatira, and it says Shenemar. It says Ubiyarta Hara Mikirbacha. It doesn't just say Stam, okay, that the good outweighs the bad. No. Biyarta Rabbi Kirbacha, the Torah wants you to be attacking Klal Yisrael. We have the Bezin's job, Shaykh Shaykh and Titan Lucha, their job is to make sure that Klal Yisrael is keeping up. So the Mele Lachar, that could be the Pshat. It's more like Hefker Bezin, Hefker. This is the power within Bezin, yeah.
Can we say a lot of that power is from Migdal Nelson / Shazakha?
Like, it is. Yeah.
A certain, like, for example, Ezra. They saw all these people had these wives. Like, they needed to, Shazakha, we need to do something immediately.
Right, right, 100%.
It doesn't sound like, oh, you know, it's a expensive one, and like, someone's doing something wrong, so we'll just go, like, positive.
Right, 100%, 100%, 100%. It's interesting, in our Gemara, though, Rabbi Huda beats up a guy for being Baal on his mother-in-law. Pashas people aren't, I don't know, I can't imagine at any history, in the history of mankind, I don't know, maybe mother-in-laws were different, but I can't imagine that was such a common thing. No, so it has to be Mikdor Mils, it has to be something. I would say the word is Din Taira is, if someone's Mechal Shabbos, you gotta kill him, you gotta stone him, even if the guy did Tshuva, today he's Rabbi Stroll Salanter, even if by stoning him, you're going to hurt Klal Yisrael. People are going to go off the derech and do more Chilul Shabbos. It doesn't matter. It's a mitzvah Torah. But then there's a power given to Bezin. That Bezin to make sure, yeah, the Migdor Milsa and the Chinami. But I'm just saying, it's not as extreme as Elyon Harakar. That's my thought. So it's not as extreme. It's like, this is, yeah, we have this koach. We don't have to, we're giving it over to Pashut people. This was day-to-day life. They were putting people in, you know, giving all sorts of different punishments to people, embarrassing people, doing things to make sure. Okay. So the last Indian I want to talk about is Sadi Beis. Okay. So we're moving. So it's amazing sugya here. I'll say the kids, but the sugya about carbon chattis. Mishnah tells us a peladik din. A person gets married, a woman remarries, two eidim come say that the woman's husband's dead. Kosher eidim, she remarries, mazel tov, the husband comes. What is she did a chet, a shogeg. So the pella is the Mishnah says she's chayv a chattis. Shaila is, why is she chayv a chattis? Rashi says something pelotic. Rashi says, well, she could have been more machmor on herself. She could have waited a little longer, and she would have turned out that the husband's not really dead. You know, maybe she could have done more research. Maybe whatever. She could have been more patient. I mean, she could have. Eidim were mad to her. Eidim say the Torah says Al Pishnei Men Yakum Davar. What? She had to be choshish. Maybe the Eidim were lying. Like, what's going on? So that's one kasha. The other kasha is there's many cases that we see that this is not the case. That we say that, yeah, onus rachmana patre. She's onus and you do a chet, you're not even shoygig, it's completely not your fault. Right? So one case like this is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a woman who gets married al pi bezdin, when it's al pi eid echad, right? Strange, it's less proof. But Bezdin, listening to the whole story, decided this woman could remarry. And they gave her, they said, go, you could get remarried. She's pater from Machatis. So what's Pshat? Why is she pater from Machatis? Earlier in the Masechta, I mean earlier from Peites, back on Lamed Hay, so Rosh Hashanah speak out, they're talking about this Adin, that Yibam is done, but you always have to have a 3-month waiting period until you do Yibam. After the guy dies, the husband dies, you need to wait 3 months to make sure that the woman isn't actually pregnant. If she's actually pregnant, turns out the guy didn't die without children, and the male, the yivam, will be a servatius ach. So you have to wait 3 months. If she has bia with the yavam, does yivam in those 3 months, turns out she's pregnant, she's chayav chatzah. She was over eishes ach shel avo makom mitzvah. But if it's after 3 months, and it turns out she was pregnant, so then she's parted from a chatas. Why is she parted from a chatas? Because it's so unusual. Almost always when a woman's pregnant 3 months, you could tell. But here, your mom couldn't tell. It's unusual. Against the rove. You've never thought that. And therefore, parted from a chatas. So why is she parted from a chatas? In Nida, very important halacha, brought la halacha. What if someone's with his wife? And it's not the time of her vesets. It was the time of the month she was not expecting to get her period. They have beer. Afterwards, they discover the place is bloody. This woman was Anita. So what happens? Mar says, no chatas. Why? Onus rechman patre. We're in Shulchan Aruch Kaf Pei Hei. It says, the Ramah says that even she doesn't have to do tshuva. They're asked, people came, you know, ready to jump off a roof, right? Ramah says, Hashem, you don't even have to do tshuva. Onus rechmana patre. You could have checked before. So Ramah says it's already in the Rishonim, the Maram and Mordechai. Rishonim say that even though she didn't check, she could have checked, but it's the Feirush Gemara. The Gemara says you shouldn't check before Tashmish. They didn't want women to be so, men and women to always have to be so worried that maybe she's a Nida. Live a normal married life. When her period comes, you have to be Polish, but don't bring a chatas. Onus. You're living life. Hey, another Gemara. Just another Gemara Mishnah Pesachim. Okay, some of us did the Pesachim. Pesachim Ayin Aleph says if you shech the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Shabbos is Erev Pesach, and you shech the Karan Pesach. You're cutting up the Karan Pesach, and you see, oy vai, this animal was a trefa. The carbon turned out to be a trefa. You couldn't tell, there's no way to tell. You see, there's holes in its lungs. It's a trefa. In the middle, you're not Yotze Pesach, and your Pesach is nothing. It's a puzzle. There's no mitzvah shechting it. Are you chayav chatas? So the Mishnah says, no, you're not chayav chatas. Why? It's pasher. Why? Because you have to bring carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Maybe it's a trait. Onus rechman apatre. So what's the shap by all of these? So just say, there's actually a lot written about this, but there's Pasha Teres by us in Karen Ora. I'm going to say a little more than he says, but basically the Pasha Pshat is like this, is that a shogig is chayiv. Onus is pati. You have to actually be an onus. But what's onus? A woman wants to remarry. She has Adam. She remarries. But maybe the Adam are lying. Maybe the Adam are lying. She doesn't have to get married. She's choosing to get married. Right? A woman's not with someone period of Rivia. Okay? Maybe we'll talk about that someday if we ever get there. But a woman's not mitzvah on period of Arivia, and the male, she didn't mamish have levels of mitzvah. She's not mamish mitzvah to get married. The male, kareis, Eishes Ish is really chamer. It's Isser kareis, and kareis is there's a chi of chathas that you could have been more careful. Means chasidus. It's a chet. Yiras chet, it's mutter. You want to know if it's mutter or shulchan aruch mutter. But yiras chet by kareis, ooh. And memela, there's a carbon chasis. All these other cases, you mamish your onus because you couldn't have abstained from your maisa. Let's say you bring the carbon Pesach. You have to bring a carbon Pesach. If you don't bring a carbon Pesach, you're chayiv kares for that. You have to bring a carbon Pesach. You're not supposed to be careful. Don't be careful. You shouldn't be careful. Makom mitzvah, you're not supposed to be careful. By Nida, the Gemara says, Gemara Nida Yudbeis says, if a woman wants to check before Tashmish, she shouldn't check. Why? Im kein libo nokfo. Because if they had a check, the man is always going to be able to be scared. He's not going to be able to have a good beer. Right? The Torah didn't want that. Right? It says the Rishonim explained that they didn't want this. In a chinami, it would be an extra safeguard. But if there was this extra safeguard, that means a person always has to be scared in married life that he's going to be chayav chatas. The Torah wants, right? The Torah wants a chiyuv of onah, both on the husband and the wife. Even though the wife doesn't have mitzvah peri v'rivya, but she is meshubit to her husband, she has to have tashmish. They were doing what they're supposed to do. Right? This is a mitzvah. Right? Zari says the only place the Shechinah shore in the world is when ish v'ish have tashmish. This is, they have to do this, and the Torah does not want it to become, right? It doesn't have to work. He doesn't want a person shouldn't see his wife as a cheftza of Safi Karin. Right? Yeah.
Can we say, like, the woman marrying, like, the, so by the case where the husband went, so when the woman marries somebody else, she's like a hechsher mitzvah because she's helping the other guys.
Okay, that will kill the vart. That will kill the vart. I'll tell you something interesting. The lashon of the Mishnah is chayevis b'karban. So I saw in the Chem de Shlomo, he says, why is it chayevis b'karban? It should say be chayavim b'karban. So he leaves it as a ha'ara. But he says the mashmo sees that the man is pasur from the karban. Okay? Could be. I'm saying this could be, because not everyone says it's for sure, but could be that Enochinami, the man's chayv in Peri Verivia, a woman, Yilamaisa, you will see any vamas in some, maybe, I don't remember. It says a woman would be allowed to take a kosher ikrin, to take birth control, and stop having kids. She'd be allowed to do that. It wouldn't be us. Some Mela, and she has connected that it's an Indian it is, maybe a very important Indian, Loto Bar Lashavis Yitzra, maybe we'll talk about it another time, but Kari, she has a Kari of Ashes Ish, which she's Mamish Mitzvah, so maybe she should have, right, should have been more careful, right, Yivamis, doing Yivam, after 3 months. So you saw the Tosfos Shoshan writes there, she says, after 3 months, she's pater from Chatas, because Rabbanu and Masakin, you don't do Yivam the first 3 months, but then you do Yivam. There's a mitzvah of Yivam. There's a din the Gemara says, L'gabi Yivam, ein macham semes ha-mitzvah, you're not allowed to push off doing Yivam. And Amelu, you're not supposed to be worried, right? You have to save your year's chet. You have to save the year's chet for different circumstances. Okay, so the last thing just to explain, that I still haven't explained, is the Mishnah. I explained so much, but I didn't explain the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that a woman who gets married, al pi bezdin, so it says, yafa koach bezdin, shepotra mena bezdin, mena karba. That since the woman got married, al pi psak of bezdin, she's pater from a karba. So why is that? What does it mean? Yafa koach bezdin, the potra min hakarba. So the chara of the pshat is, istam a woman al pi edim. So let's be choshe the edim. Maybe her yeras chet is very well placed. Yeras chet. I don't know. Okay, the Torah says you're allowed to rely on two edim, right? If the person is mechal Shabbos and it's a mitzvah to kill the person mechal Shabbos, you have to listen to those two edim. But stab, the two edim say her husband died. She's not chayv to get married. When it's LP Bezdin, things are different. Because Yafakov Bezdin, the concept of Bezdin in Torah, in Yisro, and Parsha Shoftim, is when you have a suffix, don't live in doubt. Go to Bezdin and do according to what Bezdin tells you to do. The male, that's the koch of Bezdin. They're saying, forget your suffix. You don't have to have your aschet. Connect yourself to Bezdin. Bezdin is built into the Torah. You're connecting yourself in Torah. When you live al pi what Bezdin told you to do, you are connecting to Torah. Maybe Bezdin's wrong. Maybe. They could be wrong. There's a parsha of Horus is all about Par Helm Davar. But live al pi Bezdin. Memela, it's interesting, the first Gemara, the beginning of Maseches Horus, starts off with our Mishnah and Isha Rabba. It says like this. And Isha Rav is a din that if Bezdin tells you to remarry, you're putter from a karba. The Gemara says, it's Dafka if Bezdin says, mutter at halassos. They can't just say mutter. They can't say you're theoretically mutter, but mutter at halassos, you mamish could go and do this. And then the Gemara explains in Harius another thing in the Mishnah. It says, that's what the Mishnah says, that holcha v'kilkala, if the woman goes and she's makalka, she doesn't go and get married kedas moshe b'Yisrael, but she does something else, she does a bia that she shouldn't have done, then she's chayiv, even if that was just an issur drabana, but then she's chayiv a karbon for eishes tish. Because what's protecting her is the fact that she's listening to Bezdin. That listening to Bezdin protects her that she doesn't have to be an Irana. Right? So that's it. Otherwise, if we don't have, not doing a mitzvah, not doing the right thing, we're not doing, it's not part of our shalom bayis or something. So then me'emes, there's a good room to be erratic, right? It's your kares, maybe not everything. But the Gemara says, shgagas kares, you always have to worry about. Shgagas lav, maybe you don't have to worry about, right? But if you're a doctor and you're doing a surgery on a stamayid, if you make a mistake, it's shgagas lav, to laugh to hurt another yid. But your father, a person's parents, that's shgagas kares. You gotta be more careful. You always have to have, when it comes to kares, we're always more machmir. Okay. All right, Rabbi Sam. Oh, thank you. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Shkaya. Okay. Okay, Rabbi.